you know, I look back and think about everything that happened in the past, and I'm not referring to online stuff, I'm referring to offline stuff, but online stuff was similar. But everybody wants you to do their will. Everybody pretends, they pretended to be wanting to do God's will, and actually they were trying to just get in the door so then you would do their will. Whether it's family, marriage, jobs, churches, come join our church. Well, wait a minute. What do you mean? I don't even know if it's God's will to join your church. They just want you to join for their numbers, you know. Everybody wants you to do their will, and they think they know what God's will is for your life when you're the only one that really knows. Now, if it lines up with Scripture, in general, you know, love your neighbors yourself, do unto others. If a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. But they even try to get you to do a job that's not God's will. They want you to do work that they think they know what kind of work you should be doing. So you marry some woman because you're talking to her and you say, I want to do God's will. And it's going to be rough because doing God's will is contrary to everything. Oh yeah, I want to be in that program. But the whole time she was lying. She was just trying to get pregnant, and she was just trying to get you to marry her so she thinks she could Jezebel you and manipulate you and do her will. Seriously. And I've seen that so many times, it's not even funny. They don't care about God's will. They just care about the world, the flesh, pride, life, and doing their will and trying to bend your will to their will. And then when you say, I'm going to do God's will, they do everything in their power to make your life miserable. Try to, anyway. But wait, see, here's the thing they don't understand. I'm going to make your life a living hell. That's what they say, and that's what they, and if they don't say it, that's what they're trying to do, because you didn't do their will, you know. And they don't realize, no matter what kind of struggle you go through, no matter how much trouble you go through, you're going to do God's will no matter what. And they think they can break you or bend you or change you or manipulate you or whatever they do, you know, and it doesn't work. And they're like shaking their head. They don't understand you. They can't figure you out. And I was thinking about that this morning. I was thinking, that's exactly why there's so much drama around, because they're just trying to figure out how to get you to do their will instead of God's will. They're trying to get you to, they're trying to destabilize you to do somebody else's will. And so the devil takes them captive, and their emotions take over, and everything's about me, 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 me. You know, the Me Too movement. Me. It's me. They want you to do their will. And it goes back to the hive, and they all act the same because it's a hive mind. When you don't join the hive and you're doing what God's called you to do, even if you're not really doing a whole lot, you're just living in peace. You're going to work, go home. That's God's will for my life. They don't like that. They want you to do their will. They want something exciting to them. You're going to work, you're going to home, you're minding your own business. The Bible says mind your own business. And they don't like that. They want to be in everybody else's business. I always wonder, and I see this all the time. I don't care, I don't ask people what they're doing. I don't follow them. I don't care what kind of job they got. I don't really, you know, unless I'm friends with somebody and I'm talking to them. I really don't get involved in trying to follow somebody, But they're always trying to figure out what you're doing. Where are you going on vacation? What are you doing? What are you doing this weekend? Where are you going? They really are so busybody about what you're going to do and trying to get information about what you're doing. It's weird. They don't have their own life. You don't ask what they're doing, but they want to know. I mean, I'm not talking about one person. I'm talking about multitude of people. Almost everybody you rub shoulders with, they want to know what you're doing. And the reason is they're trying to get something. They're trying to get something. They want to find some weakness or some loophole or something where they can get an advantage of some kind. It's just the craziest thing I've ever seen, to be honest with you. And they don't take the hint. And you dodge the question, like, what are you doing tomorrow? Oh, I'm just studying the Flat Earth Society. You say something stupid like that, you know. They don't take the hint that you don't want them in your world, you know, because you know they're lost, you know they're in rebellion, you know they're Jezebels, you know they're trouble, but they don't take the hint. The reason they don't take the hint, because it's all about them. They don't care if they're crossing your boundaries or not. They don't care. That's what they're hoping, that you'll let them cross your boundaries so that you cross theirs and you get tied into something that you shouldn't be tied into, some kind of trouble with a capital T, you know. Why would they come over to your world, try to pull you into their world or try to step into your world when you haven't invited them? What's that about? Bizarro Land. This restaurant is never open. And when the boss is in vacation, they don't open. It's crazy. When the boss is on vacation, they do not open. You talk about crazy. Can't even get any food because the slackers. But yeah, they want to, they don't want to marry you out of love. They want, and doing God's will, they want to marry you because they want to jump into your world and get you to do their will instead of God's will, because they're not going to do God's will. It's all about their image and their outward show. And it's true with the churches. Come join our church. Well, wait a minute. What do you teach? Who are you? Where are you? They don't even give you that option when you're kind of new to this whole thing. Come join our church. Wait a minute. What do you believe? Who are you? What do you teach? Where's your doctrine? Are you a legalist? Who are you? Where'd you come from? What kind of seminary did you go to? What kind of school? What kind of background you got? What kind of trouble you got? Churches are just trouble. Well, there's no perfect church. If you try to find a perfect church, you'll never find one. That's their justification to justify all the drama in the church. They want to pull you into their little drama world, I guess. It's almost like a cult. I'm not saying the Protestant churches are, but they are. They're close. It's kind of like a business. A lot of times you join a business, it becomes like a cult. When you take a job, you got to do their will, right? While you're on the job, you're doing their will. But they actually try to encroach upon you after you do your 8 hours. They're still trying to encroach into your world, into your mind, into your heart, mind, will, whatever. They eventually leave if you keep doing God's will. They have to leave, but they got to create drama to make it look like it was you and not them. Plain and simple.